Raptors Clippers tonight on TSN 1050, on TSN 4. Bedlam down there. The board man is back. Fun guy is back. He's getting his ring in about 40 minutes. Let's head down there now and catch up with our main man, Rod Black. We knew he'd come through. Yes. What's going on down there,
Rod? It's been a little crazy, you know, trying to deal with Leo's issues and Sam's and Sam's constant bickering. It's nice to see that you're back and healthy. That's all good. But it is crazy. I got to tell you, it feels like the NBA Finals again. Last time I had a feeling in this building like this was when Kawhi Leonard was a Raptor.
Roddy, do you think there's going to be anything more than the ring ceremony? I mean, are they going to do... Have you heard any whispers about a statue, maybe a number? I don't know, but it's a pretty special talent that achieves something special. It's got to be more than just the ring, doesn't it?
I'm sure there'll be a video tribute, and I know Kawhi, I'm not sure he'll grab the mic. I think Kyle might say a few words. Kyle's going to present the ring to him, I understand. Knowing Kawhi Leonard, there will not be a tear in his eye. I would suggest, though, that I think it'll mean something to him. I think this city did mean something to him. And I had a chance to chat with him in the preseason, and you really had a sense. I got more out of him in the preseason this year when he was a member of the Clippers in practically the last few years because he was such a stoic guy. But at the same time, you know, the people who are around him, you know, they talk about a different guy, the different teammate, and I think... I just think he's not comfortable in a media scrum in a situation. However, when he does say something, you guys, even though it's only a sentence, it's usually something important. He doesn't waste words, is what I'm saying. And so I think it'll be special for him. I think it's going to be more special for the people in the building here tonight because they want to be part of it.
Yeah, it's a big ticket. I think it's the biggest ticket of the year.
Get this. So I'm one of the Raptor back... staff, one of the equipment staff was, I think it was, I'm not sure whose ticket it was. I guess Kawhi was looking for a ticket for the game and showed me the price of a courtside. $3,400 for a single ticket courtside. That's not a scalp ticket, by the way. That's the price. That's O-Dog money.
That's telling me Kawhi Leonard was asking training staff for a ticket?
Well, he was looking for a ticket earlier today because the tickets, quite frankly, you can't get a ticket to this game.
Dude, Kawhi Leonard could get a ticket, Ronnie.
I could, but I mean, for the two guys who played pro sports in there, who are the cheapest people besides broadcasters? Pro athletes. Very cheap.
Well, and when they're in both worlds, it's off the charts.
Yeah. So I saw him with his ticket, and he had his ticket.
So who's he bringing? Like, is Uncle Dennis sitting courtside tonight?
Be interesting to see if it is. I don't know if Uncle Dennis is...
Not be Steve Ballmer.
You know who it is? It's going to be somebody...
Plant guy. It's plant guy.
It's going to be somebody that he befriended in the 1 year that he was here. It's like his grocery guy or his dry cleaner or something. It's flat out the one person that we would not expect.
Or maybe his partner came. I don't know. I'm not sure. But you would have thought it probably was somebody last minute who asked him for a ticket earlier today because clearly this was a last minute thing. But I saw Kawhi warming up. It just looks different because he's in a Clipper jersey. But, you know, he was giving the hugs and the high fives and the fist pumps to all the Raptor training staff, the director of sports science, Alex McKechnie, who's kind of responsible for resurrecting his career, was there. And as celebratory or as warm as you thought it would have been, maybe it's because of the temperature outside, guys, it was very businesslike. The whole thing today has been very businesslike, but that is going to probably change in about 35 minutes or so.
With Rod Black, who's down there at Scotiabank, Raptors Clippers tonight on TSN Radio and up on TSN 4. Have you seen the owner of the Clippers, Steve Ballmer? Do you know if he's in town or what?
I have not, but I tell you what, I will hear him.
Yeah, if he's there, you'll hear him.
He's a character. He virtually can buy whatever he wants. I will tell you one thing I have noticed. I have not seen a team with their stars being accompanied to the court by more security or staff than since when the Chicago Bulls were here back in 95 and 96 with Michael. It seemed every time Paul George came out, accompanied by somebody. Kawhi Leonard comes out, accompanied by somebody. Lou Williams comes out, accompanied by somebody. But, I mean, it's almost an antithesis compared to what the kind of guy Doc Rivers. And I know Doc really well. I had a chance to talk with him earlier. I said, what's it like to have our guy? That's your guy now. He says, man, I can't believe I get paid to coach this guy. And He said the same thing that we've been talking about. Cyborg. Matt Devlin's staring at me right now, rather creepily, by the way.
Oh, good.
hang on. Here, say hi to the boys.
Who are the boys?
Doggy Doodles. No, really?
Yeah, relax. Wow, you're big time when you get your own radio. You don't have to call in on a cell phone. This guy gets the whole thing.
Yeah. Hold on. What's up down there? What's going on down there?
What's going on? There's a guy here. He's a fun guy.
Yeah.
And he's a board man that got paid.
Okay. Are you jacked for tonight? I mean, you've called a lot of Raptors games in your career. How would you compare this one, Matty, to everyone else, other game you've done?
Well, look, it's, at the end of the day, I think it's great that Kawhi comes back, that the fan base is able to be here. Hopefully everybody, we all know Toronto traffic is here by 6:45 to see him receive his ring. But, it's interesting, and you guys would know this having played, that you kind of move on. And I think everybody from a team perspective with the Raptors are like, we're a quarter of the way through this. Like, we've kind of moved on, and you have a little bit of moments, throughout the course of the year that, come back up, and this is one of them.
With Matt Devlin, apparently, down at Scotia.
How about that? Let me give you back to Rod.
No, we'd rather talk to you. Roddy's got other things to do.
Roddy has nothing else to do. Oh,
Matty,
wait a minute.
The first three, you gotta give some respect to King City, Ontario. Ontario.
I'm going to write that down right now. King City. The first three, or at least if I can remember, within the first dozen threes, if there's that many, King City will get the shout-out. Roddy just said Stouffville, too.
Okay.
St. Albert, Alberta.
St. Albert, I'm definitely. I've not shouted out St. Albert. I'm definitely going to do that.
Do you write those down beforehand? Like, do you have the towns ready for the three balls?
You know what? I do not. Typically, I don't. It's whatever comes to mind, although some people hit me up on Twitter every now and again. And so sometimes I will just jot them down right before I go on the air so I can remember St. Albert, Stouffville, and King City. But I think those are pretty much embedded in my brain. I'm ready to roll now. Now I'm ready to go.
Now you're ready
now
to go.
Now we're ready. Let's go, O-Dog.
Okay.
Let's go, buddy.
There we go.
All right, hold on. Here's Roddy Black. Okay?
All right, buddy. Good seeing
he's
you.
He's looking at me. By the way, can I get half of his fee for appearing?
Yes, you can. It's zero. You can split zero. All right.
You know what's amazing about that, guys?
What's that?
That is not even Matt Devlin. That's a Matt Devlin impressionist. I was pretty good, that dude.
He was pretty good, man.
Yeah. And I told him he's getting half a fee, so half a fee of nothing is nothing.
Exactly. And we're getting a King City, a Stouffville, and a St. Albert, Alberta shout-out tonight.
I love that.
So look forward to that. All right, Roddy, well, we'll let you go, man. You sound like a busy guy down there.
I don't know. I'm not really that busy. I'm not that big of a deal like you guys, but anyway.
Okay. Well, say
it
hi
should
to
be
everyone.
Fun. It should be fun tonight, and I hope everybody's listening. Hope everybody's watching. It's only one of 82, but I think it's going to be a special one.
Yep. It's going to be a lot of fun. Say hi to Kawhi for us.
We will. I know what he'll say.
Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Enjoy.
All right, see you guys.
There's Rod Black down there just passing the headphone.
It is kind of funny.
It's great. Well, Devlin's sitting there. Jack will be down there. Sam's down there. Leo.